Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, September 1st. Caution lights. Mercury is in his confusing retrograde period now, and that means the devil is in the details Wednesday morning. Moods are likely to be challenging as the sun and moon form a cranky square at 10:22 a.m. Astrological skies begin to clear past this moment, and the hours that follow are much better for important calls and business. Another splash of confusion is likely when the moon squares retrograde Mercury at 4:17 p.m. later this afternoon. Clear skies follow. Evening hours are quiet. If your birthday is this week, August 29th through September 4th, you've got a splendid group of planets in partnership sign Libra in your new solar return, Virgo. Loving and rich Venus sits in the middle of this group, urging you to seek out new groups, organizations, and social avenues, especially if you're single and looking for love. Making new and profitable business connections is equally likely in the months ahead. Reach out. Mercury is retrograde in this chart of your new year, but that's not really a big deal. Your natural inclination to analyze things and to check out the important details will help you make the right decisions ahead. Jupiter is in Aries in your new solar return. This is the year to do something new and totally different. Maybe start a new little business or an art project. This is a year in your life to plant a seed that will grow and grow, Virgo, as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And good morning. My name is Robert Watson, and I'm with you this morning, September 1st, just after 8 o'clock, and I am here for Seeing Beyond for Bonnie Colleen. My name is Robert Watson. I'm the president of Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center. This is my time of the month. This is the first month, first Wednesday of the month, so I'm happy to be here for you, with you. It's actually more than happy. This is a pleasure for me. This is, I get up early in the morning with this really great level of excitement and maybe some trepidation and maybe a little anxiety about getting here on time for you, for myself, for ourselves, and really perform or create a show that really works for all of us. And so, well, let the trepidation begin. Let the anxiety happen. It's okay. Now I'm here. I can let go of all of it and just be here and have the fun with you that we really deserve, right? We deserve to have fun today. I have an interesting program for you today. I've thought about it for a few weeks, tried to put it all together, and here we are. Let's begin. First, my first desire in this show with you is to set up a bit of a meditation for you, help you to find your space, and hopefully to help you own your space. And I know I'm talking to a great number of people in different levels of spiritual change and spiritual awareness. So I want to talk to all of you and create an environment for all of you to change or take a little step in your spiritual growth. Actually, that's what we're really all doing, is growing spiritually. And really, I guess the only question would be at this point is, how fast are you doing it? You know, some people spend their whole lives just working on one issue. And, I mean, that might work for some people, but the times in our environment today doesn't really let that happen. So, are you working on three things this lifetime? Well, that's not who I am. I'm working on 50 things right now. So, it's an exciting space, and I want you to explore your ability to change and to let go. And that means, to begin with, that means forgiveness. And it also means opportunity. It also means awareness. So, are you ready to put on your meditation cap? Let's be an energy worker for with me for a few minutes. Can you let go of your space? I mean, let go of your concerns right now. What that really means is I want you to find the center of your head. Put everything down. Start to close your eyes if you can do that. Find the center of your head and start to just take a deep breath. And when you take that breath and you exhale, let the energy flow out of your body down the grounding cord. We all have a grounding cord, and it's a very important and useful tool. It's something that actually every one of us has. It's not just unique because I say it is. We all have it. And the difference between those who are working on their space or the energy workers and those who are not working on them is that we have our attention on that grounding cord, and that makes a significant difference. That's when you start to apply your abilities to yourself as a spiritual being with the body. And I'd like you to do that. Let's apply ourselves to that ability to be an energy worker, to be a spiritual being with the body. Can you put down your coffee cup? Can you say goodbye to your friends and stay focused on your space? You are really the most important person on the planet. You're the most important person in your world. And if that's the case, which it is, then you need to focus on that space. And that's called the center of your head. And you have seven spiritual centers. And every one of them have their own value. And they need to be said hello to. They need to be recognized. They need to be cleaned out and healed. This is what I'd like you to do. And the best way to do that is to be in the center of your head. Why is that? Because that chakra, the sixth chakra, is all about looking. And when you are the observer to your space, you are in effect neutral. So that neutral space allows you to see the other issues that you're working on and give you an edge to release the energy that's in your space. So if you find yourself sitting in your lower first and second chakras, which most people are sitting in, would you start to just bring yourself up to the center of your head? How do I do that? Well, first of all, touch the forehead with your finger between your eyebrows. So go ahead and yeah, this is about you doing energy work. So would you do that with me? Here, I'm here with you this morning because I want you to participate in healing yourself. What a concept, right? You can heal yourself. I'm helping you, and I'm showing you some of the techniques in order for you to do that. Does it matter to me? Yes. Why does it matter to me? Because if I'm healing myself and you're healing yourself, that means two people on the planet are healing themselves, and that makes it that much better, a better place to live. So I'm asking you, actually, I'm imploring you to please work on your space. I'm helping you, and I want to show you how to do that. And this part of this today's business with you and with me is to help ourselves heal ourselves. So find the center of your head. Get out of your own way. Yes, be in the center of your head and get out of your own way. Hey, what a concept, right? Get out of your own way. And the way to do that is become neutral to your issues. At least start the idea of doing it. Now, directly below you from the center of your head is a place called the center of the planet. And I'd like you to ground or recognize you are grounding and have a grounding cord right to the center of the planet. It may not be in the best condition right now, okay? You may have had that grounding cord for 30 or 40 or 50 years, and you've never done anything with it. So you can imagine, you might imagine the renovation process here. Well, let's begin the process. I'm gonna clear my throat. Thank you. Let's start the renovation process. Just create a rose. Now, we're using a rose because it's a focus tool, and it allows us to look at issues and to release them by creating and destroying this rose. And a rose is just a focus tool. So create a rose for the energy in your grounding cord and then destroy it. And that releases it. That takes a little bit off, and you start to flow better. And when you start to flow better and you clean out the energy that's in your space, what will happen is you start to climb back into your body. As a spiritual being, you're an energy being with a physical body, and you want these two parts of you to be in synchronization with each other. Excuse me. Yeah, you want to sync. Sorry. You want to synchronize them, see? So in order for you to synchronize them, you want them in the same place, which the physical body has its limits. You have no limits. So, in fact, you want to be in the body to experience yourself as a spiritual being with a body. Now, let me explain something to you. If you be in the center of your head, please, I'd like you to create a rose between you and me. Why would I want you to do that? Well, the first reason is because there is such a thing as separation. And when I talk to you, if I talk to you through your rose, you can have a sense or you can get a better understanding of first what I'm saying and if it works for you. You see, so it's a bit of a, it's a space for you to get a better understanding of my conversation with you. So Creator Rose, just imagine, you really know, to work with me, or to work with any level of energy work, to become an energy worker, you really need only three things. You need curiosity, you need imagination, and you need your psychic abilities. And that's not a gift, that's an ability. You have psychic abilities. So I want to explore that idea with you. I want you to have those psychic abilities to start to manifest, to grow. It's like a muscle, right? You got to work the muscle. If the more you do it, the more you can do it. So find the center of your head and create that rose between you and me. And when I talk to you, I'll talk to you through that rose, and you can have a better understanding of what I'm saying and choose to like it or to believe it or not. And that's really what I'd like you to do, is to make up your own mind about what works for you. Because if you're a spiritual being working on your truth or operating your life on your truth, well, what better way? What's the best answer there? If you're living your life on your truth, that's your best answer. So I want you to have your truth. I want it to work for you. So for you to have that, I want you to go ahead and be in the center of your head, create your rose, and I'll talk to you about your birth. So I'm really moving forward, aren't I? So you're in the center of your head, you're grounded, and I'm going to give you a few moments about your birth. The first thing you did when your body came out of the womb, out of the birth canal, and you said hello to planet Earth, the first thing you did was your spiritual space, your energy, which is made up of all those seven chakras, it climbed into that physical body, all right? It was attached to it already. You just climbed in. And you started to own that physical body with your space, with who you are as a spiritual being, those seven spiritual centers. The second thing you did is you generated two points. One point went to the center of the planet, and you had a grounding cord attached to that point at the center of the planet. I call that the point of origin. And the other point you extended as far out as you could, as far out as, let's say, in opposite directions to the center of the planet, and we call that the source. So you created two points, one the source and one the point of origin. Now, why you did that is because these two points demonstrate the extremes or dichotomies or the extremes of our physical reality. Okay, they demonstrate the extremes, and I'll give you some illustrated reason why I say that. First of all, the point of origin is at the center of the planet where it's matter. And that's what that's where the supreme being as a female vibrates. And she vibrates she comes up and flows in a particular direction, a particular spin in your body. And she operates to heal you and to help you and to clean out your space, if you will. Well, in other words, she promotes the release. So earth energy that comes up the grounding cord flows into your body, promotes the release, and acts as a healing, and acts to help you feel safe and to be safe. The cosmic energy from the source, which is the other point that you generated at birth, that energy flows from the cosmic, comes down into your space from the top, and that flows in the opposite direction, and it flows to help you lubricate the release. It helps you to bless the release, and I can't remember the third thing it does. Blessing. Oh, my heavens, I forgot. Oh, yes, I got it now. To evolve. And so those are the three different things that these two different points of origin and source, they help you, support you, and to generate your relationship with yourself. So I'll say them again now that I have them clear in my mind. The earth energy flowing from the point of origin, it flows up into your, right into your chakra system. The grounding cord is the guide to that end. So that's what one of the things the grounding cord does. It helps you move energy up into your space. So that grounding cord is a guide, like a conduit. And the three things the earth energy does relative to you, well, first thing it does is it matches you. Okay, the supreme being as a female matches who you are. Okay, and then in that vibration of matching you, it also supports you in three different ways. One, it promotes the release. Okay, in other words, it helps you let go of energy. How does it do that? It lights up those pictures, those thought forms in your space. It lights them up. The second thing that the earth energy does from the supreme being is it can heal. It generates a vibration of healing in your space. Okay, and the third thing it can do for you is to help you be safe, to feel safe. Now, the Supreme Being, as a cosmic from, I call it the Father, it runs cosmic energy into your space. And it does three things as well. First of all, it flows in a different direction. And it works in three different ways. First of all, it flows and it lubricates the release. That's one thing it does. It helps you. It's a blessing space. And the third thing it does is it helps you to evolve. So those are the three things that the Supreme Being, well, I should say the six things, what the female does for you, what the male does for you, and these three, these six vibrations help you grow, help you be safe, help you change, and that's what the Supreme Being is doing for you. And again, the male energy also matches you. So the Supreme Being's job, if you will, use that as a job, the Supreme Being is matching who you are. Okay, so that would tell you something, doesn't it? That the Supreme Being matches you. Now, you need to match the Supreme Being, and maybe that's the issue that we're working on in this lifetime, is to help ourselves and to match the Supreme Being. You know, I'm going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more, maybe a little bit more meditation, if you will. I'll be right back after the break.
Everyday world where careers and life seem to demand your attention and distract you from your spiritual connection, you have an opportunity to access the infinite and sustain that connection. A wonderful retreat called Gateway to the Sacred Self is coming soon at beautiful Still Heart in Woodside, October 8th, 9th, and 10th. Terry Atwood, Simone, and Dorothy Tayo invite you to join them and experience that peace and oneness you long for. Call 650-321-6419 for a brochure. You'll love this retreat. 650-321-6419.
There's always a good reason to visit East West Bookstore. And this week there is a special program every day from Tuesday through Sunday. Visit eastwest.com for the complete calendar of talks and workshops, including programs on stress reduction, executive leadership training, craniosacral therapy, authors Karen Hudson and Lily Hills of A Feminine Manifesta, and Scott Bartlett, all weekend on spiritual independence, on healing old self-defeating habits. Check out eastwest.com for more details.
Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know they are working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food with Bio Superfood. When you increase brain health, the rest of the body is no-brainer. Find out more at www.bioage.com.
Our bodies tell stories whether we're aware of it or not. Others can know our body stories before we ourselves know what they are, even domestic animals. People say what we don't know won't hurt us, ignorance is bliss, but some of our body's stories can unintentionally hurt as much as heal. Listen to James Nimick, author of the books Journeys, Stories Our Bodies Can Tell, and also Touch the Ocean, The Power of Our Collective Emotions, when he's at East West Books, Friday, September 3rd, 7:30 p.m. for a free lecture. James Nimick is a diplomat certified in craniosacral therapy through the Upledger Institute, and he'll be offering sessions the following day, September 4th, at East West. He calls his unique blend of light touch healing art Crani Ocean. Call East West Books for more information. Go to 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800 for more information or to sign up for a session. 650-988-9800.
Having a Labor Day barbecue? The Food Max High Price Whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price checking other stores to make sure your total grocery bill is always the lowest at Food Max, guaranteed. So stop in today and save on everything you need for Labor Day barbecue, including grilling favorites like burgers, hot dogs, and sweet corn, fresh sides like potato and macaroni salad. And don't forget, Food Max's farm-fresh summer produce is delivered daily, including grapes, peaches, cantaloupes, and watermelons. Happy grilling from the Food Max High Price Whistleblower.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen. Well, you've been hearing about Food Max all week on Seeing Beyond. And if you're listening from 7 to 8 a.m. to Seeing Beyond this Friday and participate in our contest, you may just be one of the lucky six winners. Winners will be receiving a $50 gift certificate to Food Max. That's this Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. Good luck.
start a couple of roses. Find the center of your head again, please. Yeah, touch your forehead. Get a sense of yourself. Say hello to your space. Find the center of your head. Get out of your own way. Would you create an image of yourself in the center of your head? That would be another step in owning your space, if you will, or finding the center of your head, is to create the image of yourself. That's the imagination I'm talking about. So curiosity is like, who am I and why am I here? That would be some of the curiosity involved. And your imagination is using your imagination to work energy. And that's like the create, destroy the rose, and finding the center of your head and creating the image of yourself. Now, would you create a rose out in front of you and let that rose represent you? Yes, let that rose represent the energy that's in your space. Let's do a little meditation. Let's do a little energy work. But be in the center of your head. Create a rose that represents you out on your viewing screen. The reason why you want to use a rose in this case is because it is an abstract of yourself. So it's easier to see who you are, right? I mean, if you put your image, if you put a reflection of yourself, it might be a little bit harder to look at yourself. But if you just put up a rose of yourself that represents your energy, well, then it might be easier for you to heal yourself. Now, that rose has a stem. Would you create a line and connect that stem right to the bottom of the view screen out in front of you? Yes, you have a viewing screen right in front of you. You're looking right at it, doing the best you can. Okay, if you see the rose, fine. If you don't see the rose, doesn't mean you're not doing the work, okay? Doesn't mean you're not. It just means you're not clearly seeing the center of your head or in the center of your head as you'd like to be. Well, we're doing a radio program here. If you're in my studio, if you're in the institute with me, we would be working energy one-on-one, and you'd get some really one-to-one energy work, and I would be teaching you as an individual. Isn't that a great space? It is a good space. First of all, I want to thank you students for showing up. You make my day. You make me happy that I'm doing what I'm doing. And that reminds me. So keep in the center of your head. Ground that image of yourself, okay? What you're doing is any energy that you're willing and ready to let go of is releasing down the grounding cord. You're healing yourself. You're letting go. You're transforming the energy that you thought it was you is not you, is releasing. So be focused on that. And as you focus on your space, I want to talk to you about September 11th at 2 o'clock. That's not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. We have a workshop, and it's about the God and the goddess of your heart. We want to work on the fourth chakra, the affinity space. We'll talk about that today a little bit. But stay in the center of your head, ground. Would you create a sun above, create a ball above the rose you're looking at? Create a ball. Let that ball vibrate at harmony and alignment. Okay? This is called an intention. You want to have an intention here. You want to own your space. Now, you have a lot of different things you can do, but harmony and alignment. Well, that sounds pretty specific to me, and it also sounds like it might be a good thing to do, to sit and vibrate in harmony and alignment. So would you drop that sun right into that rose, filling up that rose, which we call you, and let that energy vibrate in harmony and alignment. Good. Yeah, isn't that better? You clean out some of the junk, and you have, with intention, you fill something specific in your space that you want to have and you want to experience. Harmony and alignment. Now, I use these two terms because actually they're very specific, okay? And harmony means harmony with your agreements in your space. And really what that also means is if there's anything in your space that's not in harmony, it starts to move out because you're saying, I want harmony. So whatever is not in your space will start to move out automatic. And alignment that you're bringing into your body, well, that alignment is about you being in alignment with those issues and also in alignment. So in effect, being in alignment with yourself and being in alignment with the Supreme Being. So harmony and alignment, those are the specific environments I'd like you to create for yourself. Drop another sun of harmony and alignment. Fill yourself up. And what happens is, as you fill yourself up with that type of intention, whatever doesn't match that harmony and alignment will start to release out of your body. Goes where? Goes down the grounding cord. Excellent. Good job. Okay, so say hello to that space. Be in the center of your head. Good. Now, take a look at your rose. Take a look at your rose. Is there anything in there that you don't like? Is there some dark energy in there? Is there some, maybe the top of the rose is a little bit brown or burnished, or maybe it doesn't look good? Or the stem, there's maybe a break or a crack in the stem. These are things that we do at Psychic Works to help you clean those energies out, because we work on those issues. So we look at your rose and we clean them out. I know it's a simple tool, but there are very profound changes in your life when you do this kind of work. I will tell you, like I told you in the beginning of the program, there are some people who are moving and changing relative to themselves like one or two or three issues in a lifetime. And there's some that are doing 50 issues in a lifetime or 100 issues in a lifetime. Who do you want to be? You want to be stuck or do you want to change and grow? Okay? So working with these issues through the use of a rose, working with energy, will help you change in dramatic fashion, if you're ready for that. And I believe you are. If you're listening to this radio show, there must be some spiritual awareness in your space. You must be ready to, you're looking for some answers. Well, I have some answers. They may not necessarily be your answers, but they might resonate with you. And if they do resonate with you, well, then maybe there's something to be said about what kind of work I'm doing. So go ahead and create and destroy some roses again. There's a lot of people who are talking to you and trying to convince you to be something, well, who knows what they're trying to do. I'm saying to you, I'm here. I don't want to necessarily convince you because that's not my job. What I want to do is to help you say hello to yourself, help you understand that there's energies and issues in your space that you can and have the ability to let go of, in effect, own your space. So that's what I want to do. And I told you from the beginning, the reason why I want to do it is because if I own my space and then you own your space, well, that's two people that own your space. That makes the planet that much better to live in. And that's really where it begins. It begins with the individual. And as far as I know, you're an individual, and that's not going to change. The topic for today is the God or the Goddess of your heart. Now, just to begin with that topic, I need to say hello to you about something. When I believe, and many people will tell you, that the language of spirit is symbolic. So that's how you recognize the energy or spirit is with symbols. And, well, numbers and mathematical equations, so forth and so on, they're symbolic in nature. So people will talk about mathematics as being the language of spirit. Well, that's not quite true. Symbols is the language of spirit. And you know what else is symbolic? Is letters, the A through the Z, those little lines that we generate to create letters. Well, those are symbols too. So when I talk about the heart, I look at the word heart, and what I see, what I see is heart means hear truth. So the God or the Goddess of your heart is where your truth is, your own inner spiritual truth. This is where you hear yourself and you speak your truth. Okay, so what I'd like you to do is to clear your screen again. Let's be more specific. I want you to create a rose now for the God, if you're a male, the God of your heart, and if you're a female, the Goddess of your heart. You're looking at a specific issue, and you want to be in the center of your head to get out of your way to see that, and you become neutral to those issues you're working on. So create a rose for the God or the Goddess of your heart and ground it. Clean out that space. Good. Clean it out. Ah, yes. Okay, so what we're doing now, for those who are working energy with me, you're releasing and cleaning out the energy affecting the God of your heart. This is the space where you hear truth, okay? This is where you hear truth. Isn't that cool? Don't you want to have a good space for that? So clean it out, take off any fog, any haze. That doesn't. Again, you may not see the rose completely, but you know you're doing something, right? That's all I ask, is to help yourself. There's so many different ways we are psychic, our abilities. One of them is seeing, the other one is knowing, the other one's feeling. That's the clairsentient space. And sometimes we even smell. We smell things, you know. So, yes, ground. And we hear things. We hear words. We see roses, you know, or we see energy in the roses. You know, give yourself permission to see. Go ahead and do that. Be in the center of it and give yourself permission to see that rose. This rose vibrates at the God of your heart where you hear truth. Now let's set the energy in the God or the Goddess of your heart, right? Let's set the energy. Let's create a sun or a ball above that heart. And let's create the energy of true state or trust. See, trust is a word that means true state. Your true state of being true. Being true to yourself, being true to others because you're true to yourself. Would you drop that sun right into that God or the Goddess of your heart and set the energy in your in the God of your heart or to true state. Fill yourself up. Ah, good. Okay. Excellent. Okay, when we come back, I believe we're going to have another break pretty soon. When we fill up some more. Don't, just because I'm taking a break doesn't mean you do. Another sun or another ball of true state. Really own your space and clean up. What's going to happen when you drop something into your space? Whatever is not you is going to start to clean out, okay? Because you're making an intention. Very specific, isn't it? You want to own your space, right? And you have to trust yourself. So trust means true state. So own the God or Goddess of heart in true state. A couple more suns, let it clean out. We'll come back after the break. Then we're going to talk about words. My word space today is the word chaos. Isn't that a great word, chaos? We'll be right back.
Can you imagine celebrating International Angel Day with Doreen Virtue herself? In this inspirational all-day session in San Francisco, Doreen will give audience angel readings and help you awaken your natural psychic and healing abilities. She'll renew your faith with true stories of miraculous healings. Later, Doreen will conclude the event with a powerful angel therapy healing session. Celebrate your angels with Doreen Virtue at this special one-day event in September. For tickets, visit angeltherapy.com.
This is Bonnie Colleen. Yes, isn't it exciting? Doreen Virtue coming to San Francisco September 12th. And in honor of International Angel Day, want tickets? I hope you do. I'll be there. I'd love meeting you. So all you need to do, we're making it so simple. Go to our Seeing Beyond webpage. You'll see a lovely picture of Doreen Virtue. Click on that. It takes you right over to the page on the Hay House site where you can buy your tickets. Our bodies tell stories whether we're aware of it or not. Others can know our body stories before we ourselves know what they are, even domestic animals. People say what we don't know won't hurt us, ignorance is bliss, but some of our body's stories can unintentionally hurt as much as heal. Listen to James Nimick, author of the books Journeys, Stories Our Bodies Can Tell, and also Touch the Ocean, The Power of Our Collective Emotions, when he's at East West Books, Friday, September 3rd, 7:30 p.m. for a free lecture. James Nimick is a diplomat certified in craniosacral therapy through the Upledger Institute, and he'll be offering sessions the following day, September 4th, at East West. He calls his unique blend of light touch healing art Crani Ocean. Call East West Books for more information. Go to 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800 for more information or to sign up for a session. 650-988-9800.
Having a Labor Day barbecue? The Food Max High Price Whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price checking other stores to make sure your total grocery bill is always the lowest at Food Max, guaranteed. So stop in today and save on everything you need for Labor Day barbecue, including grilling favorites like burgers, hot dogs, and sweet corn. Fresh sides like potato and macaroni salad. And don't forget, Food Max's farm-fresh summer produce is delivered daily, including grapes, peaches, cantaloupes, and watermelons. Happy grilling from the Food Max High Price Whistleblower.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen. Well, you've been hearing about Food Max all week on Seeing Beyond. And if you're listening from 7 to 8 a.m. to Seeing Beyond this Friday and participate in our contest, you may just be one of the lucky six winners. Winners will be receiving a $50 gift certificate to Food Max. That's this Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. Good luck.
All right, we are back, and I'd like you to be in the center of your head again. Let's go ahead and create and destroy some roses. You can clear your screen and recognize that you've worked on the God or the Goddess of your heart. You set the energy for true state or trust. Now, who are you trusting? Well, really the best answer and the only answer really is to trust yourself. So that's where it begins, right? You have to trust yourself. So now, create your roses for the commercials. Get back into the center of your head. Now, I have to tell you who I am again. My name is Robert Watson. I am a metaphysician. I'm a psychic, yes, but I'm a metaphysician, which is I do healing work. I'm a teacher. I teach you how to do healing work, and I work on your spirit body, your mind body, and even your physical body, and even your higher self. You have another vibration above your head called the higher self. I don't spend a lot of time with that because, well, I got a lot to do with the lower self, the spirit, mind, and body. That's a truck full. and so, but I do work on the higher self when it's appropriate. So that's what I do. I'm a teacher. I teach six-week classes to individuals. I don't do groups per se. I like to work with individuals because there's a real profound change in that environment between a student and the teacher. And they're six-week classes, and or you do, if you need a healing or a reading, I'd be happy to do that. Give me a phone call. My phone number is 510-481-2872. I'm at your service. Let's see if we can set up a time for ourselves and work energy together. Which brings us back to September 11th at 2 o'clock. September 11th, it's a Saturday at 2 o'clock till 5. I have a free workshop. The free workshop is about the God or the Goddess of the Heart, the one we just worked on, just a bit more about it. And I have the pleasure and the privilege of having some very capable people that show up at this workshop. And they avail themselves to me, and they perform psychic readings. And so we do a workshop where there's some really capable psychics in the Bay Area, and I'm thankful for the rest of the institutes to train them. Thank you. And when they want more training and they want to experience another space besides the institute they graduated from, they find Psychic Works and they find me, and we work together. Thank you all for showing up on that day and support yourselves and support Psychic Works and support the students and the people who attend this workshop. It's free, 2 to 5 in the afternoon. The address is 16387 Blanco Street. If you need to get more information about what we're doing, 510-481-2872 is my phone number. You can also look at psychicworks.org. There's a little blurb about me, my address and phone number's there. You can look that up, psychicworks.org. And so I'll be looking forward to seeing you. That's September 11th on a Saturday, 2 to 5. Please be there. The topic will be the God or the Goddess of your heart. We'll be doing some healing work on it. We'll be looking at it psychically, getting some clairvoyant readings and healings. That's the goal for that particular class and that workshop. So please do your best to show up and call me if you need any questions answered, 510-481-2872. So I still think we can get... For those of you, I want to do some healings or readings today. So if you have a need to look at something, on an energy level, of course, give me a phone call at 415-543-8255. We may have a few minutes to say hello to somebody, one or two people. Phone number 415-543-8255. Let's do some healing work or some energy work. Okay, let's take a look at you. Do you have something you want to look at? Any issue would work. You know, I don't have any, I have no limits. Any issue will work. 415-543-8255. So go ahead and give me a phone call. Let's see how much time we have. But I do have the topic I want to talk to you about, the symbols. It's kind of interesting, the word today. It's called chaos. That sounds strange, right? I mean, you might look around you and wonder, are we in chaos now? Well, yeah, I'd say so. Of course, chaos has been around for a long time. Don't you think? History is full of chaos. Go look at your history book and open up any page. You'll see chaos right there. So chaos, what does it mean? What is the word symbol? What does chaos mean as far as the language of spirit? So it's spelled C-H-A-O-S. Chaos means change of spirit. Okay, that's what chaos means, change of spirit. But I want to pursue this a little further because that's not quite enough for me. Now, let's be in the center of our heads for a moment and just be neutral to these words and see what you can get out of them, okay? The next word relative to change of spirit is the very word change, C-H-A-N-G-E, change. And what does that word mean? It's, again, a symbolic meaning. Change means channel anger, C-H, and then, of course, A-N-G-E is anger, channel anger. Now, this isn't necessarily anger in the most profound sense. It's anger is more like a focus or a direction or bringing your determination into reality. okay, and then you channel it to a particular focus or a particular desire. So that's change, okay? And the last thing, I want you to hear the word anger, just so you get a clarity on that word anger. Again, this is a symbolic meaning. Anger means another great energy release. That's what anger is, another great energy release. It isn't necessarily about emotions, even though it may seem like it is. It's really more about change. Change. And chaos is change of spirit. So when you're in, if you're going from, let's say, one job to another or one relationship to another, and you seem like you're in chaos, like your life might be in chaos right now, there's a reason for that. It's because you're changing and you're putting your energy into another focus. So it may be a little chaotic for you. Why don't you allow that to happen? Don't let it be a problem, okay? Just be who you are, and you're deciding to go, you're moving from one space and you're moving into another space. And you shouldn't be fretting about it, even though we tend to do that. But allow ourselves just to be who we are, okay? So there's my word symbols today: chaos, change, and anger. Chaos is change of spirit. Change is channeled anger. And anger is another great energy release. So I hope that helps you in your understanding of the issues in your life. And that's a quick version of doing that. You know, I have a caller on the phone, and I'm going to say hello to her. Let's see, there she is. Hello, Meredith.
Yes.
Hi. Good morning. Hi. Yes. What can I say? What do you have for me to look at?
Okay. Well, thank you for those word symbols. I love them.
Thanks.
Yeah. I am, since you mentioned chaos, changing, I am in the space of moving, and I've also been in the space of creating a car for myself. And what it feels like is that I need a car if I'm going to move to any spaces away from where I am now, you know, like a distance, not
sure.
In the Bay Area, but in a distance. So I'm looking at how, I've been having some challenge in creating this car.
The first thing I'd like you to say is to, in a way, is to kind of get out of your own way. And what that means is, not just you, but people in general, when they create a new environment, they put their energy into that new space. And that, the first thing that happens is you lose your space in that because you went somewhere else. So I'd like you to pull your energy out of your future.
Okay.
Pull your energy out of your future. You know, there's nothing there, just to remind you. There's nothing in your future. Everything that you use to create your reality is in the center of your head or is in your body, in your centers behind your, in your physical body. That's where the creative ability lies, not in the future. So pull your energy out of the future now. There's one way of doing that is just to create a rose for your energy than your future. Create a rose for it. Yes. Good. Now, you can also ground it. So we're going to give you a little bit of a healing work to help you create in a more powerful and maybe a less difficult issue, a less difficult way. Okay, call your energy back into that rose. Now just destroy the rose and give yourself a sun above your head and fill yourself back up with your energy. Let it flow into your mind body. Yeah. Okay, good. Now get behind your eyes. Good. Now create a rose for your car, for the car you want. This is in psychic terms, we call this a mock-up. I'd like you to create a rose for the car, just for the desire to have a car. Okay? Now, the next thing you want to do is, now you're creating a car for yourself rather than putting your energy out in your way of getting out of your, getting in your way. You get back and out of your way. Now you create a car. Create a rose for your car, and that rose has a stem. Ground it. Take the charge off of your desire to have a car. Okay? Yeah. Now, this is called energy work. This is you creating now. So now, because you come back into the center of your head, don't go down into your lower chakras. You want to create from neutrality. Come back into the, get behind your eyes again. Now create the little image of yourself, okay? Good. Now look at that rose and describe it to me. Okay? Just give me a color.
red, blue, red.
Yeah, red. Mm-hmm. So now, do you know that you have, besides your lower self, you have a higher self, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a higher self is where you don't have a body, and it's more neutral to your issues, isn't it? Because it doesn't have a body. So I want you to create a second rose on your viewing screen out there. Let that be your communication to your higher self, okay? Can you do this for me?
Yes.
So now you have a second rose, one for the car and one for your communication to your higher self, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, ask your higher self this question. Just a minute, Kwok. Let me get this done. Look at that rose, that higher self term rose, and ask that rose yes or no. Is that red energy in my space about the car, is that energy survival? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so keep that higher self term rose, and I want you to ground that red rose you see, which is for your car. You want to clean that survival space out of your rose. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I want you to stay on the line because Kwok wants me to take a break, and I want you to clean out that rose for the car. And when I hope I don't lose you, but if I do, come around. Yeah.
Okay,
so we're going to take a break, and when I get back, we'll continue this, okay?
Okay,
so hang on there, and I'll be right back. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Your body is vibration, and intentional sound can uplift and heal your soul and spirit. Keep up with visionary sound specialist Jan Saccone, director of the Song and Spirit Sound Healing Center in Marin. Sign up for her newsletter at musicforjoyandhealing.com. Now beginning October 1st, you can visit Jan at the Crystal Chalice in downtown Fairfax, where you can be one of the first to experience Aya Sora, the world's first prototype sound light and color healing chamber in a living earth dome. Find the healing sound tools that are just right for you. Tuning forks, crystal bowls, and vibrational ascension tools. To schedule a personal healing appointment with Jan, call 707-206-5068. That's 707-206-5068. Let the sound take you home. Ride the sound stream with Jan to bring heaven to earth through your body. You choose the timing. Again, that number, 707-206-5068.
Can you imagine celebrating International Angel Day with Doreen Virtue herself? In this inspirational all-day session in San Francisco, Doreen will give audience angel readings and help you awaken your natural psychic and healing abilities. She'll renew your faith with true stories of miraculous healings. Later, Doreen will conclude the event with a powerful angel therapy healing session. Celebrate your angels with Doreen Virtue at this special one-day event in September. For tickets, visit angeltherapy.com.
This is Bonnie Colleen. Yes, isn't it exciting? Doreen Virtue coming to San Francisco September 12th. And in honor of International Angel Day. Want tickets? I hope you do. I'll be there. I'd love meeting you. So all you need to do, we're making it so simple. Go to our Seeing Beyond webpage. You'll see a lovely picture of Doreen Virtue. Click on that. It takes you right over to the page on the Hay House site where you can buy your tickets. Our bodies tell stories whether we're aware of it or not. Others can know our body stories before we ourselves know what they are, even domestic animals. People say what we don't know won't hurt us, ignorance is bliss, but some of our body's stories can unintentionally hurt as much as heal. Listen to James Nimick, author of the books Journeys, Stories Our Bodies Can Tell, and also Touch the Ocean, The Power of Our Collective Emotions, when he's at East West Books, Friday, September 3rd, 7:30 p.m. for a free lecture. James Nimick is a diplomat certified in craniosacral therapy through the Upledger Institute, and he'll be offering sessions the following day, September 4th, at East West. He calls his unique blend of light touch healing art Crani-Ocean. Call East West Books for more information. Go to 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800 for more information or to sign up for a session. 650-988-9800.
Having a Labor Day barbecue? The Food Max High Price Whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price checking other stores to make sure your total grocery bill is always the lowest at Food Max, guaranteed. So stop in today and save on everything you need for Labor Day barbecue, including grilling favorites like burgers, hot dogs, and sweet corn. Fresh sides like potato and macaroni salad. And don't forget, Food Max's farm-fresh summer produce is delivered daily, including grapes, peaches, cantaloupes, and watermelons. Happy grilling from the Food Max High Price Whistleblower.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen. Well, you've been hearing about Food Max all week on Seeing Beyond. And if you're listening from 7 to 8 a.m. to Seeing Beyond this Friday and participate in our contest, you may just be one of the lucky six winners. Winners will be receiving a $50 gift certificate to Food Max. That's this Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. Good luck.
Hello. Okay, we're back. And Meredith, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy. Goody, goody. Okay, we've been working on your desire to own, I suppose, to own a car, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I felt that, you know, that's probably the first thing you need to create the rest of your life, so to speak.
Yeah.
You want to make a change in your life. You need something to get you there. So a car seems to be the first thing on our list, correct? So basically what we've done is we've created the rows out in your viewing screen, and everyone else can say hello to this, but in the center of your heads. But out there, you're looking at a rose that represents the energy or desire to buy a car. It's called a mock-up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ground it? You grounded it, right?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
So what that does, it takes the charge, any charge, any excess charge on it, takes it off. Okay. Now, we recognize that in that road you have out there, there's some survival. Okay. So you're really trying to buy a car, wanting to buy a car out of your survival space. Now, if you think about that, if you think about, well, gee, I'm buying a car out of survival, how much permission do you have to buy a car when you're in survival?
Very little.
Not much. Correct. So rather than trying to buy a car out of survival, you might want to try to buy a car out of another space called maybe your fourth chakra instead of your first. Your first chakra is where your survival is. So here's what we can do. Let's be intelligent about this. Let's create a beautiful green sun above that rose. That red rose.
Okay.
Create a beautiful, that's affinity space. That's the vibration of your fourth chakra. That's called joy. This gives you more permission. And I want you to drop that sun right into that red rose.
Okay.
Drop that green sun right into that red rose.
Mm-hmm.
And you're changing the way you're looking at buying a car. Instead of in survival, you're looking at more of a choice. See, the fourth chakra is affinity. This is about where choices are being shown to you and created for you. So not out of survival. Survival doesn't have a choice there. Survival is just, you know, as it affects you. But when you, if you set the energy in a different way, then you get to create and promote what you really want out of a different, now look at that. Look at that rose again. What color is it? Doesn't have to be completely green. It can be whatever it is, but tell me, what do you notice about that? That green rose. I mean the rose now. I told you, sorry. I'm looking at your rose, see. What does the rose tell? What does the rose look like?
It's brighter.
Yeah.
And it's a different color.
Right, it's a different color. Now, look in the middle of the rose, right in front of you, and do you see like a streak of yellow in there? Like a bulge or a bulge of yellow. Do you see any yellow energy in that rose? Come on, go with me.
Yes, you do.
Okay, now I want you to remember that higher self, tell me, rose, you created?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that rose? This is you asking yourself a question. I want you to ask your higher self a question, okay?
Okay.
All right, I want you to ask your higher self, tell me, rose, that yellow energy in the rose I'm looking at, is that my mother's energy? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, your mother is in your space. What a surprise, huh? Why don't you do this? Let's create a yellow rose that matches your mother's energy, okay? Is she affecting your ability to buy a car, in other words? Is her energy affecting you? Yeah. Yeah, her energy is affecting your ability to buy a car. So we're cleaning out your ability to buy a car or to create a car for yourself, we're cleaning out the energy which is affecting you. So create a yellow rose and ground your mother out of your ability to create a car for yourself. Take her energy, which could be anything, but the point meaning, whatever it is, it's not you. So that's what matters. That's what matters. Yeah, good. She may have a whole lot of reason not for you to buy a car. Who knows why? But we don't want her energy in your space.
Okay.
So we're just working on a particular environment, which is we call you getting a car, acquiring a car. We're taking some energy out of that space. In a limited amount of time, by the way. Yeah. Now, let's say we have, if you asked yourself a question, do I have an agreement with my mother? Ask yourself, do I have an agreement with my mother, yes or no?
Yes.
So above that yellow rose that you just created for your mother,
uh-huh.
I want you to create a scroll, like a papyrus reed scroll, like the old contract scrolls.
Okay.
And I want you to break it. End the agreement between you and your mother relative to this car. Drop it in, and then I want you to, with forgiveness, I want you to destroy that rose. Release your mother from your issues relative to a car. Very good. Good. Now, your mother's going to dump out of your space, see? You might feel that. You feel that out of your chest? Oh, well, it's okay. Okay, do you feel yourself flowing into your body right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you coming back from your mother. So her energy is releasing out of your space, going to her, and your energy is coming back to you from her. See, it's a transformation. Okay.
Okay.
Now, yeah, but look at that rose now. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe, as we speak, do you believe that you have more permission to acquire a car for yourself?
Yes.
See, what we've done is we've changed your relationship with yourself relative to that car. Mm-hmm. You get my point?
Yes, I do. I do.
So, now, how about creating another son about permission of owning my space and acquiring and requiring what I want? Now, I'm doing a shortcut version with you because of time, okay? But I think we've done some pretty good work so far in a few minutes, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I thought we did. You see how much better you feel about yourself right now?
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
I like it. Okay, create a son of prosperity. Create a son. This is an intention, prosperity. And this is this also includes your desire to change, to create what you want, to own your car of your choice. Drop it in. Drop it in and fill it up.
Okay,
very good. Now, I need to make one announcement before my day is over, so I need to get off the phone, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hope we've done some work for you. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, before we say our goodbyes, I want to remind you, we have a workshop September 11th at 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. It's free. All you have to do is show up. I am fortunate to have some great collection of people who are coming to these workshops. They are applying their abilities as psychics to do readings and do healings, to learn, to appreciate and understand. And it's a great space. It's really growing. And I want you to call me if you need to know more information. Call me at 510-481-2872. That is September 11th. Have a great September. Get ready for autumn. We'll talk next month. All right. Bye-bye.